What's going on? What's going on? What's going on? Greetings, greetings. What's good, family? Back at it again with another one. Another one. This is the Rated R podcast on the North Star Station. Wanted to chime in. Morning, and just get some thoughts off. You know, that's how we do. But I'm let it fill up a little bit. I'm let it fill up a little bit. Let's see, it's early in the morning. Good morning. Stopping through, asking a question. What role in, what's your role in history right now? Right now, present today, in your life prophecy. What's been your role? When history is looked back upon and it's looked back upon in your lifetime, what are you doing here in this lifetime? What's your role in this history? As things have been going on, we've gone through the world pandemic, still in kind of a post-pandemic era. How did you handle these things? Going through a 9/11, if you old enough to remember that, where were you then, and how did you react to, what was the mindset? We look at things a lot in history, things that, like World War II or the Emancipation Proclamation. We look at different things in history like that, and just the Great Depression, just wonder, oh man, how did those people, what were they thinking at that time? How did they get through those times? And what were they thinking to even get into those times? Before the internet, and when there was just phones and mail, still seemed like word got around real fast. I don't know if anybody remembers that, but word still managed to get around extremely fast. And you'd be outside, and before cell phones, everybody had like the house wireless phone. But before that, it was just the phone in the house, like the landline. You had to really get up and go to it, if anything. Other than that, there's mail, newsletters, with a lot of emails. Word still got around fast. But the way information travels and the things that we know now and the things that we've gone through, just looking at it now, like what's been your role in history and whatever that's been, whether you like it or not, or you just a small fish in a big pond, or however you may look at it, it's still you and your role. It can be whatever you want it to be. You happy with it? You happy with it? I'm happy with it. But I just think it's important to want to look at those things, like a Nazi Germany type of thing. You kind of would think like, what was the mindset of those people to be able to go along with Hitler on such a thing? Like what? How did they get to playing that role in history? How do they, they being just a small individual playing a big part of something in history? What's your role? Are you a part of something that's big, that's bigger than that's bigger than what it seems on a world history scale? Not just your life, but in world history. We're here in post-pandemic, going into a new era, into a new world. I really asked that question because it stems from, it stems from my uncle used to always say, like, yeah, they killed Jesus. Like, I used to be upset at school or something. I'd be getting talked about at school or something about something. We first moved to this new state, and Uncle would be like, they talked about Jesus. they talked about Jesus, and didn't really click with me until I was a little older or whatever about what he meant by it and everything like that, but it kind of stuck with me, and what really stuck with me is they, you know, a lot of times when we talk about things, we use the term or the expression they. You know, they say you're supposed to da-da-da-da-da. We don't know who them or they are necessarily, but we use that term a lot, they, them, they. So in history and in terms of that, you know, just be aware so that you don't find yourself being one of them or they who hated on Jesus, you know, involved in such matters like that. Yeah. I just want to definitely come in and spill some on the app, you feel me? Shit. Just a handful. I appreciate y'all sitting in. Floor is open if anybody does want to come up. Not, you know, moving. So, you know, we're in big places in world history, in big moments, and in world history because this pandemic was a world thing. So it wasn't so much of maybe just an American thing or just a West Coast thing or down South thing. You know, it wasn't anything like that. It was a straight world, you know, crisis, pandemic, whatever you want to call it. Now, as we start to move into this new postmodern age with due to the pandemic, everyone having to be at home, things online, jumping up, Web 3.0 jumping up, building metaverses, new websites, new platforms, blockchain technologies, also inflation, you know what I mean? The whole new market of the delivery system. I had like to say that, you know, we're just another form of, we're the new standard to a third world country. That's what America was kind of moving towards, in my opinion. You know, I don't know if you spread nothing out here now. You know, in that, it's just important to be aware of where you may play a role in that, you know, so that you can fulfill your destiny that you're intended to do. That's what you desire, that's in your heart, rather than carrying out something, you know what I mean? Sometimes teamwork makes the dream work. And that's always going to be important, but make sure that, you know, make sure you have you in mind also, you know, make sure that you stand solid on what you stand for. Because if you don't, you know, there's someone who may have a plan. You know, they have a plan that incorporates and needs some other people to make their plan happen. It's wrong with people, you know what I'm saying? Just be aware of what you're working with, you know what I mean? You know, it's Monday morning. This is Monday, April 25th, Monday morning, 2022. It's like the fiscal new year moved into time, 2 years after the pandemic, you know, the Will Smith, you know what I mean? Like, there's a lot of, I just had to throw that in there. I don't know why, you know, he slapped this, yeah, I'm not going to go there, but yeah. But, and all of that, that's going on. Sometimes it's also, you know, important to be part of something that's bigger than you. A lot of times, a lot of people do, whether it's political affiliations, the bowling league, softball league, you know, something. There's always something. There's always something. So with that being said, just in that notion, video game, there's always something, you know, that people are together and be a part of that's bigger than them. And with that being said, make sure you incorporate something. There's something like the Rated R podcast on the North Star Station, Hip Hop and Motivation. Something for your social well-being, you know what I'm saying? Something for your mind, something for your consciousness to digest and be part of, because it's something that you can take with you in your everyday life. I like to come on and, you know, really relax, open up, be very transparent, but always leave you with something. Apply immediately. Here. Be able to better your lives, or better your state of mind, to help better yourself. So I'm gonna open the floor. You know, if anybody wants to get up and tribute, that'd be great. If not, get ready to close it out here pretty soon. I'm gonna start doing regular shows on here. You know, I slide through here and there. I'll start doing regular shows. I'm just testing it out. I'm liking the wisdom map. This is a nice moment in history for myself and for the podcast itself. Radio station, it's evolving. So, it's a pleasure to have y'all here on this evolutionary journey with me. That said, y'all later. Shout out the other Ralph in the building, too. Shout out everybody else, too, that came.